Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Des Moines Public School Superintendent Ian Roberts is now on paid administrative leave following his arrest by federal immigration officers on Friday. Iowa Public Radio's Natalie Krebs reports.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers detained Roberts Friday morning. Federal authorities say he does not have authorization to work in the country and was issued a final removal order by an immigration judge in May of last year. Following the unanimous vote at Saturday's special meeting, school board president Jackie Norris said the arrest came as a shock to the school district as it had taken steps to verify Roberts' employment eligibility.
No one here was aware of any citizenship or immigration issues that Dr. Roberts may have been facing. The accusations ICE has made against Dr. Roberts are very serious, and we are taking them very seriously.
Roberts, who was born in Guyana, has led the state's largest school district since 2023. I'm Natalie Krebs, IPR News.
The Mercer County School Board in Illinois has installed two interim superintendents after placing the current superintendent, Timothy Farquhar, on paid leave. That follows his arrest on charges of allegedly accessing student medical records. The board voted unanimously on Friday to appoint Alan Butcher and Scott Petrie to serve as interim superintendents. Court records show Farquhar allegedly ordered a school nurse to turn over confidential vaccination records in order to compile a Google database. He and two other district employees charged in the case were granted a pretrial release on Thursday. Farquhar is due back in court on October 20th. The latest Iowa Farmer poll finds concerns about water quality and support for related conservation practices remain high but have decreased over the last decade. Iowa Public Radio's Rachel Kramer reports.
Researchers at Iowa State University sent the same set of questions to Iowa farmers in the spring of 2014 and 2024. The majority agreed farmers should do more to reduce nutrient and sediment runoff, but it dropped from 84% to 74%. The number of farmers concerned about agriculture's impact on water quality also decreased by 6 percentage points. Jay Arbuckle is a professor and extension sociologist at ISU and the author of the Iowa Farmer Poll Report.
We, as an agricultural community, just really have to up our game and help support farmers to adopt more conservation practices and then keep on using those conservation practices.
He says that will need to include new strategies to overcome barriers to conservation adoption. I'm Rachel Kramer, IPR News.
The city of Rock Island is working on updating its urban agriculture regulations from beekeeping to controlled grazing. The city council last week gave first-round approval to an ordinance package that includes a restriction on growing crops taller than 4 feet in the front yard of a property. Community Development Director Miles Brainerd says that stems from public concerns about obstructing views and safety, but he says some homeowners may still be allowed a variance to use their front yards for urban gardening.
Say their home is set particularly far back on their lot, leaving only the front yard available for them to engage in any sort of urban ag activity, including the growing of corn and other tall crops. They can always request a variance. And in those sorts of circumstances, those would likely be approved.
The ordinance would exempt Southwest Rock Island, including lots south of the Rock River, due to its unique features for agriculture, which can sustain large livestock operation and expanded chicken keeping capacity. The ordinance heads back to the council for a second reading on October 13th. Today's editions of the Quad City Times, the Dispatch Argus, and the Muscatine Journal are the last that will be printed at Lee Enterprises facility in Davenport. The publisher announced last month it's moving its printing operations to Munster, Indiana, where newspapers will be trucked back to the Quad City area. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul is again taking the Trump administration to court. This time it's to preserve federal funding for abortion providers across the country. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal has more.
President Trump's tax cut law excludes Planned Parenthood and other health centers providing abortion care from receiving federal Medicaid reimbursements. Raul, along with 21 other Democratic attorneys general, have filed an injunction to block the federal government from going through with it. Raul's office says these health centers provide more than just abortions. Low-income patients who receive Medicaid can access cancer screenings, STI treatment, and birth control, among other things. Raul says Trump's tax plan will harm women, low-income residents, LGBTQ plus individuals, and communities of color the most. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
And this is WVIK News.